Maldon District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
Shouldn't have tried to press that button, Rich.
What? Sorry?
What?
Welcome to the show this
Hello.
Evening.
Hello.
Typically, we are having a few technical difficulties this morning.
No such thing.
This morning.
Where are you?
It's perfect.
It's great. Welcome to the show. This is the Tech Show. As always, we are going to have a great show this evening.
You're going to introduce us?
I'm Rich.
I'm James.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Simon.
And we're going to have some great music coming up tonight.
Or not.
On the show.
Or we could just be talking lots more this week.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Either or. It depends, isn't it?
Yeah. But, of course, with the sad news that we've just had today about Prince, we are going to play Purple Rain. We've got a live one from 2007.
Cool.
So here we go with the first track on the Tech Show. Here's Prince.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing, babe. Only want to see you laughing, yeah. In the purple rain.
The one and only Prince there with Purple Rain live from 2007, who sadly passed away earlier today. Yeah. Saint FM 94.7, this is the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
Me, Adam.
And me, Simon.
He's just shouting it now.
And we're going to give this a go. Right, that's
what was that?
The technology on Saint FM 94.7.
Or not. Should we?
It's all right. It's there. It's there. It's fine.
It's kicking into gear. There you go.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Can you give the computer a little slap, please, Rich?
Yeah, I should do, shouldn't I? Do you know what's ironic, though? This is the technology show.
And tech has failed.
Tech is failing us right in front of our eyes. It really is.
I should have said it earlier. Thanks to Sarah Bannum for Writer's Block, live from Maldon. Got a feeling we should actually just probably go over to the Maldon studio to do tomorrow's show, to be fair. But there you go. The show must go on, as they say.
Indeed.
So what have we got news-wise over there, guys?
Well, what haven't we got is the question, Rich.
Well, that's true.
What haven't we got for technology news? Yeah. We have got... the PS4.5, codenamed Neo.
Yeah.
And features an upgraded CPU, GPU and RAM.
It's been a whole new thing about this, isn't there?
Yeah, so they're...
I'm having it.
Are you?
You are.
You're going to bother?
Are you actually going to get it?
I'm going to bother because it affects games.
But does it still play with PS4? You can still the PS4 and the PS4.5
so
play together. They're not releasing a whole brand new console.
No,
they're just upgrading the console.
No, they are. It's the console is new and it's going to be £300.
Not to know what it says here. Well, according to video game site Giant Bomb, a number of its sources have confirmed the much rumored PS4.5. is currently operating under the codename Neo and will feature an upgraded CPU, GPU and RAM.
Yes.
Sources purportedly claim these improved components will make for improved performance in terms of frame rates and overall performance, as well as offering more memory for developers to work with from the off.
You're correct. But you
and it lists all the specifications
here. But you can't change CPU, GPU and RAM. It's all inbuilt. You can't go. You'd have to go in manually and change all that stuff.
So it's going to be another console.
It's a new console.
But it will still. If you've got that, I can still play online with you on my PS4.
The games will be.
You will probably just see a higher resolution frame rate and better quality graphics.
Games will be compatible with both, but the 4.5 will have, like you say, better graphics.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You can play. It doesn't matter. You don't have to suddenly go out there and buy a whole brand new console to keep up with your mates. Like when there was a PS3 and a PS4, you had to get a PS4 if you wanted to play with your mates. So now you can have a PS4.5
I'm glad they're
and a
doing
4.
That. I'm
yeah,
glad they're doing
because I would be annoyed.
And it makes the VR so much better as well.
Well, I'm not going to get the VR yet.
I am.
No.
It's a lot of money.
I see
it's a lot of money
for
VR.
Doing it, but
still getting one. It's my opinion.
It's good they're keeping it together, because that can annoy a lot of people.
It's saying the Neo's going to be around 350, like Si said, and it's just an upgrade. So it's just that they've up-specced the original console to improve frame rates, keep it fresh.
How old is the PS4 now?
Not that old.
Two years.
Couple of years, isn't it?
It was November, so it's coming up to its second... No, it's just gone after its second year. So
it's considering how old the PS3 was before it changed.
Yeah, 10 years, wasn't it? Yeah. 9, 10 years?
Yeah. So they don't really want to be chopping it in just 2 years.
No, that wouldn't be good for them, would it?
That's why they're doing it, so that the games will be compatible on both.
Yeah.
They don't annoy anyone.
No.
It's a new upgrade if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm happy with the graphics. I'm happy with the Blu-ray content. I'm happy with the gaps in between the bed.
I reckon other console creators should take this same opportunity as well.
What's this?
Like Microsoft, Xbox, they should take the same kind of, you know, stance on it, if that makes sense.
I thought they were good.
Xbox and PC are doing something like that, I thought.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, PC, you do that anyway. You can buy your own bits, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Xbox, I thought I'd heard that they were doing
that. If you've got a Windows 10 phone and you put Minecraft on it, you can share play with the PC.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you could network it, which I thought is something you'd like.
Hmm.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's just blown up.
No, it hasn't. No. It's fine.
Yeah, but I thought that's something you'd like, because I know your boys like Minecraft, Rich. Mm. If you've got them a Windows tab or phone or something, then you can literally network it and play between the two.
Yeah.
Online play.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. We'll do that with Minecraft anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that's... That's the next gen console. That's my bit of news.
That's cool.
Next gen.
What else have we got going on in the tech news world?
I think I've got a couple of things. Speaking of consoles, I'll go
Why are you doing it in such a geeky voice? You had your shoulders hunched. All you needed was push your glasses up your nose a little bit and go.
And he was worried about wearing the shirt.
I know. Speaking of consoles,
I went both.
Xbox games console.
You're still doing it.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I don't know.
Just speak
Xbox
normally,
Xbox games are now going to be released in full colour.
He sounded like a villager from Minecraft.
He did. It's like that Minecraft voice he does.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know.
Xbox 360 games console discontinued by Microsoft.
The 360 is dead.
Microsoft said it stopped manufacturing Xbox 360 games console 10 years after it launched.
See, 10 years
in
is the
In a blog
the
post,
figure.
Xbox boss Phil Spencer said gamers had completed, completed more than 7 or 8 billion hours playing Xbox devices.
Xbox 360 games console.
Yeah.
They still manufactured
Xbox 360 games console.
Games console.
He paused in between.
Oh.
Games. 360 games
console.
Oh, I missed that.
It sounded really
that.
Weird. Sorry, I should have...
Games console. It's, games one word. Console. It's not one word, but it's yeah, it's
not,
like hyphenated.
Games console. Yeah, not what I'm doing, basically.
What is going on, Adam?
I really don't know. That's really the end of an era, really, isn't it, for Xbox 360?
Well, I don't know. There's an Xbox
PS2's
One.
PS2's just had it, though, hasn't it? PS2, they've only just turned off the PS2 network.
Sorry?
No.
Yeah,
they've only just switched it off.
Yeah, the online
well,
play.
Two people on it.
That's what.
That's all that's needed, though. Yeah. I bet they were loving it. Look at all this freedom! It's just us!
So now, officially, if you have a PS2, you can't actually use it
online.
Ah, okay.
You can use it for gaming.
That makes sense.
I've got another gaming story.
Go on then.
Ooh. Sega to support modded Genesis games on
Sega!
Steam. That's what you used to hear when you turn it on. Yeah.
Modded Genesis.
So
why are they
Sega's Mega Drive console, or the Genesis, depending on where you live at that time, still boasts an impressive library of 16-bit games. Many of those are now available on Steam and Sega. Hoping to attract some new collectors, has developed a virtual playground for them called the Mega Drive Classics Hub. Notably, this also comes with Steam Workshop support, allowing PC players to share modified versions of their favourite games from the early 90s. That's pretty unusual, given most developers and publishers are opposed to fan-driven emulation and modification of classic games. Mm. So no doubt because of its relationship with privacy. So that's pretty cool. So you can get like Echo the Dolphin and mount a machine gun on his forehead or something and swim around.
That is James's opinion and not the opinion of
It's Saint a game! Fan.
Yeah, I know. But
so imagine that. Echo the Dolphin was quite a cute game, and it was a puzzle game, and it was a thought game. How much more fun would it be if he had a minigun mounted on him?
But is that one of the mods, or is that just...
That would be a mod. That's what I would do. I would imagine that.
I doubt they're doing stuff like that.
Why
are my headphones all crackly? What's going on with this connector?
We all sound really
weird. I don't
know,
but you shouldn't really be mentioning it during the show, should you?
Well, I might sound all crackly to the listener.
You don't sound crackly to me, put it that
Sega.
Way.
Oh, that's right. That's very random.
Other brands are available. Right, should we try and have a track?
We can try one, yeah.
Yeah. Try it.
Okay.
Just to let you know, if it doesn't work, you should turn it off and we carry on.
Yeah, if you hear any gaps, it's the track and not your radio.
It's Adam's fault.
Yeah.
It's Adam's fault.
Blame
yeah.
Adam. Hashtag blame Adam.
Sony FM 94.7, here's Dev and the Cataracts and Bass Down Low.
And then...
If it's ready.
If it's ready.
No.
If it's ready.
It's thinking about it.
Is it going to work?
I'm going to do this week's...
We're turning the...
And then we'll come back in a
We're grinding
a
the gears. The gears are grinding.
Go!
They're grinding.
I'll press play manually. Let's see if that works.
If you want to get with me, there's some things you got to know. I like my beats fast and my bass down low.
It's the Cataracts.
Bass down low. Bass down low. I like my beats fast and my bass down low. Bass down low.
Dev and the Cataracts and Bass Down Low on Saint FM 94.7. This is, of course, the tech show on Saint FM 94.7. We'll be back after this.
Malden District's true local radio.
Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome back to the show.
Just an apology.
Just to apologise, it isn't your radio that's playing up. It is
Rich. Just blame their radio system. They'll be retuning all night. What's going on with my internet connection?
I can't not mention it because do you know why? All of our show relies on our jingles.
Yeah, it does.
That's the way it
relies
is.
On the system that can plays those jingles.
Can I just draw attention to this week's Twitter poll then? Because it's become a bit of a feature. Can you play
the
that?
Technology show on Saint FM 94.7.
Where's my special Twitter poll music?
I can't even see what cart we're on. There it is.
Wow.
All right. So
it was a bit of a guessing game.
This week's Saint FM. This week's Saint FM Tech Show Twitter poll is: what classic games console would you bring back and play online with your friends?
I'd just be happy with a radio desk.
The options are SNES, Mega Drive, N64, or PS1. Okay. I'd definitely go Mega Drive. I spent most of my time. I probably spent more time playing a Mega Drive than I've had on my PS4.
Yeah, I have Mega Drive.
Then you've had hot dinners?
No one's done anything more than I've had hot dinners, Rich.
That's great.
You go to our at Saint FM Tech Show Twitter and you can vote.
You can. Where are we at the moment? How many votes?
Well, you haven't retweeted it yet, so we won't.
Oh, no, that's true. Okay. We can't read any stats. It's the law, isn't it? We're going to have, we're going to have a bit more tech news.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't even done the, hang on, let's see if I can recue it and do it again. Here we go. This is really chancing, isn't it?
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
feels a bit familiar now.
Let's see how this works. Hang on, one sec.
Pushing the boundaries.
Hang on.
That's the Twitter poll music.
It's still working.
Wow.
Oh.
So, you may have retweeted. Did you actually vote in the poll, people? Have you had your say?
I have, yeah. Well, because anyone that really fits me is going to be PS1, really.
Yeah, but if you could. You don't have to go with the one PS1? That was your generation.
Yeah.
It wasn't his generation. That was 95.
Yeah, but PS1. You have to think back and think which one would you have played if they all came back to life.
Atari 2600.
That's you though, Rich.
It's retro. It's Chopper Command. I remember that game.
It's not a
console. I remember Desert Strike.
Strike was the boy.
And
Jungle
Soviet
Strike.
Soviet Strike.
Jungle Strike.
Yeah.
What about
Urban Strike?
Sega Rally.
Yep.
Sega.
Is that the
law? Do that on there.
No, is that the law? Every time we say Sega.
Sega.
It's like
I remember
EA
only doing
Sports.
That on Sonic.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
GTAF.
That'd
be interesting later, the numbers.
Should we do some more tech news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Keep doing it.
What have we got?
The technology news.
What? Excuse me? You taking my jingle idea?
I do apologise.
It's alright.
That's the Twitter.
I know. Don't overuse it.
Turn that racket down!
Only beside that you'll break the system as well while you're doing it, you know.
Yeah, but
yes.
Maybe leave easy. Them alone. It's just coming back to life.
Mm.
Okay. Let's have a quick look.
What have we got?
Aha, here we go.
What we got?
One that goes towards Netflix. Apparently Netflix are keeping an open mind about offline viewing on mobile devices.
Why?
What does that... That just means they don't want to say no, but they don't want to say yes.
Yes. So many media organisations already allow viewers to download and watch their content.
Do you want to go out tonight, love?
No,
I'm keeping
Netflix.
An open mind.
Netflix and chill.
So BBC Sky, Channel 4 and Amazon users are all able to view content on mobile devices without a data connection. Until now, Netflix has resisted allowing subscribers to watch its shows offline, but that may be about to change.
So does that mean if you don't have a very good data connection, you just want to download your Netflix film and take it on the train or bus with you?
Yes.
Okay.
When asked about it during the company's earnings call, CEO Reed Hastings said the company was thinking about it.
What's the voice? What is the voice?
I keep jumping into it. It's like...
Have you been doing some kind of
Kino Greek Hugh Chastings has had a little look at the thing.
I don't know why he's jumping into this voice.
From the fake news centre, I'm Adam Wormsley.
Yes.
From
the fake news centre.
Not the real one. Right. As we expand around the world,
he's really self-conscious now. It's great.
We see an uneven set of networks.
What?
It's something we should keep an open mind about.
Open mind?
Yeah, open mind.
Google is bringing... excuse me. God, I can't speak. Google is bringing TV listings to search results.
Brilliant.
In its quest
to bring... What TV listening?
In its quest to bring more valuable information to search...
That makes sense.
Because basically Google can't search enough things. It's looking for more things to search. Google will soon add live TV listings to results, allowing you to find out exactly when and what channel your favourite film or TV show is on next.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a cool idea, isn't it?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. It is one thing that you can't search up on Google, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
TV listings, it is true. You always want that, like...
Can't you just press your EPG button?
Yeah, but you don't have the TV right in front of you, Rich.
The new module won't just include cable or over-the-air availability. The search giant will also display which apps and websites also host the content you're looking for, whether it's on Google Play, YouTube, iTunes. So basically, they are going for overall listings for everything, aren't they? So whereas you've got your TV listings on your generic home Sky platform, satellite platform, I meant to say... That might clash with the download of your latest podcast.
That's true.
Latest YouTube release. Whereas you could have one big TV listing.
Yeah.
And you'll see, on YouTube, Stampy Cat is releasing a new Quest video.
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas EastEnders is on at 8 o'clock on my Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite clever, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All in one place, guide.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. That's quite an interesting thing from young Google there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Google.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna have a track, and then we're gonna come back with the download chart. So that's what's coming up on the show. We didn't actually do a sort of cap of how to contact, did we? If you want to get in touch with us here on the show this evening, it's 01621 787878. That's 01621 787878. Or you can go social as well on Facebook.
Facebook.com/thetechshow.
Or you can go on Twitter as well.
At Saint FM Tech Show. I thought it was. I'm in the moment there.
Right now, though, we're going to have a track and a bit of Katy Perry and Firework on Saint FM 94.7.
One community. One radio station. Saint FM 94.7.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Katy Perry and Firework on Saint FM 94.7.
Singing away.
Right now, it's time for the download chart.
Ooh!
What's with the studio audience reaction? What's that about?
We're just filling.
I think, as they say in Star Trek, when you've diverted all the power to the main desk, it's actually working all right now.
Don't say that.
Like on the old classic Star Trek. Scotty,
divert all the power to the main systems.
And that's what we've done. It's working. Only works if you're a Star Trek fan, of course.
A couple of thumps and we're up and running.
What? Adam said you can thump him.
What?
Oh, interesting. That was very nice.
That was my left arm, Adam. That's alright.
Okay.
It's a good job it wasn't the right arm. That's the one I use for other things.
Okay, let's dive straight into the download chart. But of course, before we do the download chart, we have to do the featuring game. Where we find out how many artists are have a featuring artist in the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1. So, guys,
10 to 1, here we go.
Not yet. How many artists have how many tracks have a featuring artist?
Me,
Simon.
Me,
3.
James,
really? 2.
2. Oh. Adam,
4.
I'm going to go slap bang in the middle with 5. So here we go. Here's the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1.
Here we go!
Whoop whoop!
What was that knocking sound coming from?
I have no idea what that was.
Okay.
I have no idea. Okay. Right, okay. We're going to have a little look at the top 10 downloads from 10 to 1 and see what's going
on. Here we go!
And I better make sure I pick the right chart jingles because obviously I have, and that's all good. Right, let's have a look and see what's going down.
Yeah.
Here we go. Straight in. So, in at
Number 10,
we have Alan Walker and Faded, down from 9 this week.
Number 9,
we got Zara Larsson and Lush Life, down from 7 this week.
Number 8
this week is Megan Trainor and No, up from 19 this week. I love that track. It's a great one.
No.
You don't?
Huh?
It's like a 90s track.
Yeah.
What?
You
left
to blow it.
Oh, okay.
Number 7.
Like a virus. 7 this week, we've got DNC. Is that Dance and Cake by the Ocean? Is it Dance or DNCE?
I think it's DA. No, I don't even know.
Okay. Dance, Cake by the Ocean. Asian? Coke by the Ocean. That's a whole different thing. Cake by the Ocean, up from 8 to 7. Of course, it's a drink. Tiny Temper featuring Zara Larsson with Girls Like, down from 4 to 6 this week.
Number 5
this week, down from 3. It's Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Work From Home.
Number 4.
Brand new entry in at 4, and All You Good Friends is in at 4, like I just said. And of course, at
Number 3,
we got Mike Posner and in Ibiza is at number 3, down from 1, which means
we have a brand new number 1.
But first,
number 2,
it's Sia and Cheap Thrills. But at the all-important brand new entry at
number one, it is
Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla and One Dance. Now, the question is it on the system?
Will it come to life?
It's not that.
What are we looking for?
We've diverted all power to the bridge.
What track are we looking for?
So, what track are we looking for? It's,
we can't find the power, Coxon.
It's One Dance.
I don't think that's on there.
Okay. Then what we'll do, instead of playing the UK number one download, I like the one with Tiny Temper. Girls Like, I like that track. It's a great one. We like a bit of Tiny Temp or Tinny Temp on the station. So here it is then, not the UK number one.
Why not?
It's Tiny Temper and Girls Like featuring Zara Larsson on Sun FM 94.7. I'm not sure if it's going to load. Here it is. Let's give it a go.
Let's
here we go.
It works.
This is not your UK number one download, but it's a damn good track.
Yeah. But it goes like, said I was a man. All I ever needed was a plan. Tell JK that I'm still rolling. Yeah, tell Russell I'm a rep. Yeah, bust that skank. Ain't nobody messing with a gang.
might take a flight out for the weekend, yeah, and go can cause I can. Go low, everybody get low. Had a couple hits and a couple solos. Now I got a couple Brits and a couple mobiles. Drop past that, everybody loco. I was dropping off the Mandem with a polo.
Tiny Temper featuring Zara Larsson and Girls Like on Saint FM 94.7.
What?
I don't know.
What do they like?
Chocolate.
They Adam. Like all sorts, don't they?
What do girls like?
Adam's the professional here.
Adam's the ladies' man of the group.
What do ladies like, Mr. Wormsley?
What do they like?
See, any word I say, I'll get myself in a lot of trouble.
Why?
So I'm just going to.
What do they like?
Love and care and attention.
Exactly.
That's the best way out of it, yes.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
Love, care, and attention.
That's what girls like. This is.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
I like the way Simon does like a deaf voice when he's trying not to be on the way. He's like,
no.
Okay, what? He does.
try and do a link. Try and do a link. What's cool in tech?
He does it really well.
Just do a link like that.
What we've got to do?
Sorry, just do, in that
do
voice.
Deaf
in that
voice. In the.
Oh. Well,
so.
Oh.
That's
what you're trying to be a bit stealth.
That really cracks me
but
up.
What makes me laugh is that James perfectly understood what I said.
I understand it. He does it to me at parties in front of the kids because he doesn't want the kids to understand. And I'm like, okay, so yeah, I don't even realise the difference. I just accept it.
It's like code.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
I think I do it as well.
No, you don't, Rich. No.
It's, no. Yeah, kind of.
No, you don't.
I don't. Well, no.
No, I can't understand.
It's weird because you do. Yeah.
No.
Fair enough. Right, okay.
Perry
so that was the download chart. We better recap the featuring, hadn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We need to see who's won.
That's sort of the lore as well. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Be good to me.
Stroke it, Rich.
What? Excuse me?
What is that?
That's not me.
What is that extra drum beat that's in the front of it?
Maybe when the system does its weird thing, we never normally hear that.
Well, no, we don't. It's strange. Right, so we did the download chart. The featuring game, how many out of the UK top 10 downloads have a featuring artist?
Three.
Two, I think, James.
I said two, yeah.
I said four.
Four and five for me.
Three in the middle.
Let's do a little count and see how many had a featuring artist. So... six is one, five is two, one is
you dare
three.
Roll over my trainers. How many?
Three.
Yeah, I would have gone three if you hadn't asked him first.
Do you know what? It's been three every week.
I know, that's why I always go like, three.
I know, but what are the odds of it being three for so long?
It's been for like 10 you know? Weeks now, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Did I tell you about my Grand National incident where I didn't win money?
No, but I feel like you're going to.
No, if you don't want me to, I won't.
No, it's fine.
If I told you.
Let's
Adam, stop running over my feet on that chair. God's sake.
It's not funny. That's just new trainers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How would you like it?
I can't see them because they're behind Adam.
They look like mine.
Oh, I like them.
They look just like mine, look. Yeah,
like
he's copying me, look.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
They're nothing like
that. He saw mine and wanted to rip them off.
Rich chooses by what size are available.
How do you know?
Because you've told me. Because you're like a size 16. Right, I don't care what they look like as long as they're a size 23.
What size are you then?
11.
Oh, yeah.
I'm normal size.
How are you so big?
But you know what they say about blokes with big feet.
They have trouble buying shoes.
They have big shoes.
How's he so big though and got such small feet?
Talking,
small. 11's a pretty good size.
I'm surprised he can stand up.
I know. Just lean over. Stand up and lean over.
What?
See if you fall over.
I've got great balance.
Go on then. I want to see it. James is standing up, and I want you to be like
that scene in Moonwalker.
Yeah. Just a strange lean. That's it.
That's at the waist, not leaning at your feet.
Yeah, you got to lean on your feet.
Your heels.
You can't.
That's right. So he used to stabilise himself.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's only the top half. It's the top half.
Hang on. You can't just lean forward.
You can.
That's what I'm doing.
No,
oh,
you
yeah,
can't,
exactly.
Actually, no. That's actually true. You can only lean forward if you use the top half of your body. It's a bit stranger.
Yeah, I think we all knew that.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
What a show.
I've got normal size feet for my size.
Have you, though?
A tailor did tell me that my arms are slightly too short for my body.
We can all see that.
Okay.
You know Jean, my best friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm short for my body.
Jean, my best friend, he takes that information and uses that all the time. He thinks it's hilarious that he's...
What, your arms are too short?
Yeah, basically. Like, he always says, how'd
you
put
your arm out then? Bit too much information.
Why are we getting James
basically,
to like, measure out his...
The reason is, the tailor has a set size for suits, because this is when I was being sized up for his best man suits. And obviously, for your height, your size, everything... They expect all these proportions to fit as an average.
Yeah.
I just don't conform to the norm. And the cuffs went like over my hands. And he was like... He's looking at me. I think your arms are too short. I was like, what?
How's that even work?
From Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
alarm.
Hello. Yeah. I'm like a T-Rex.
Brilliant.
Basically,
Brilliant.
My hands come out at where your elbows do. That's pretty much that's how it looks.
Did you know that your feet are the same size from your wrist to your inner elbow on your arm? Did you know that?
Wow.
From there to there.
Right, yeah. So from your wrist
yeah.
to your elbow.
If you put your arm up and turn your hand over,
yeah.
to palm up,
yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
your foot is the same size from your wrist
yes.
to the bend yeah. in your arm.
You learn that in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
The size of Richie's arms.
It does work.
Big feet.
That does work. Yeah, look. Because my feet are big, look.
Yeah, watch.
Look at that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why is that,
though? I've got small feet.
Maybe these were where the feet were supposed to be.
What,
on your arms.
When
we were on all fours. When we were on all fours.
This makes
sense.
We were
on two legs.
Look. I haven't got...
Yeah, it does work, does it? Wow! It is to a T. It's like within a millimetre.
I want to say something.
Isn't that odd?
It is odd. And also, it's quite strange how you could actually get your foot actually to your arm.
Yeah. My feet aren't actually that big.
Of course
they
are.
I'm like a size 5. That's not a size 5.
Take your shoe off.
Yeah, do it.
Put it on there.
Oh, my God. This is a visual thing on the radio.
Jeez!
Adam is actually taking his shoe off.
What's he doing?
And putting his foot on his arm.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Fair enough, actually. Yeah, if you look at it.
Take his shoe off.
He always doubts it.
Put it on your arm. Put your shoe on your arm, you numpty, rather than try and do that.
Well, that might work, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no, true.
See, there you go.
So you can actually pick a pair of shoes.
And
doing that.
And
you are as tall as your...
As your wingspan.
Yeah.
Oh, he fell over there.
Not James, though.
No.
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 Yeah, well, that sort of works out.
Yeah, I am still, though.
Mm, should we do this, though?
Because I've tried it, because that was the first thing John tried to make me do.
Interesting.
Right. Every time you see John, talk to him about my short arms, he loves it. He thinks it's hilarious.
Now, actually.
He thought it was the funniest thing when it killed him when we was in the tailors for his suit.
Have you actually measured your arm span to see if it is your height?
Yeah, I laid on the floor
and
I drew
is.
Lines and then I laid in the gap.
And it actually
fit,
is?
Yeah.
So your arms are in proportion?
Isn't
but not
weird?
For the normal person of my height, which is even weirder.
Okay.
Okay.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit.
Just yourself.
The gaming bit.
Not even doing it properly.
Yeah, hang on.
No, oh God, we've started him off again. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, okay. What are you doing? That won't work, because it's...
What's he doing?
The wrong
don't let himself. Simon touch it this week, for God's sake.
I know. God.
It's all
this
upside
this does
down.
The, oh yeah, I'm four.
Don't touch it. Yeah.
Can you not select the right one then? Is that
no,
what's not working?
It's just all broken, Simon.
It won't do.
There's a bit of sellotape keeping the show running this week.
You can do it for the gaming section.
You get me?
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 That's me.
I thought it was
going to
be.
Exactly. Right, so we'll do the gaming bit, and James is going to get his funny voices out, as always, of course.
You've still got a cold.
I'm not right. I don't know. I've still. Can you not tell the husk in my voice?
Yes, well, sexy.
Husky.
Oh,
got,
yeah.
Got some husky, my
guy. Got
voice.
Some Barrett.
What?
I've got exactly
when
what you need.
When you do it, you're a big guy, Rich. Why can't you do it?
Do what?
this, why can't you do the Hollywood voice? You just kind of why? Go a bit.
You go why? All breathy. There's no depth to it.
Why can't you Simon do the Hollywood voice?
Simon can do it better
voice?
Than you can, and he's a skinny little man.
Sorry?
Thank you.
What? I missed
generally,
the
bigger guys can get the depth. Like, look at Barry White.
I'm a small guy and a big body.
You are. Something's not right. Maybe your lungs are smaller than they should be.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
Can you not hold your breath very long?
Yeah.
You can? Yeah. How long can you hold your breath for?
Never sort of... I think it's about...
I could do about a minute and a half.
Yeah, go now, go.
You know when you're at the swimming pool, do you do
no,
it,
I'm not gonna do
it do
now.
It with your kids? I always see how long I can go under. Scare the life out
don't
of them.
Try
like, come back up!
Oh no, that's
I'm
not
just
good.
On the floor.
That's not good.
Lying on the bottom of the pool.
Oh dear, oh dear. Levels.
No.
Right. Okay. So,
no.
Let's let's now do the funny voices.
Something's worrying me about this chart.
What's that?
I'll tell you when I get to it.
Okay. Right. In act
number 10.
Why is it working for you?
It's because I've just selected the right jingle.
I
just
to you.
Walked
why didn't you
all select? Over my chart, then Simon. You just walked right over
just,
it.
Just press it.
I'm just going to get up and leave.
Number 10.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Hang on a minute. Different wrong week again.
Hang on a minute.
I just realised. Wrong week.
Why is it doing that all over again?
I don't know. It should be that one there.
Okay, let's have a look.
That one.
There we go. It's done it now. See, it's weird. I refreshed that 5 seconds ago.
Number 10.
And take two.
Lego Marvel Avengers.
Number 9.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
GTAV.
It's in the game.
Right,
it's in the game.
Is, right?
Yeah. What?
GTAV is number 9.
Yeah. What?
It's number 9.
No, he's going to drop out.
He's going to drop out and then we can't go. GTAV.
Yeah, it's in the game. It'll be replaced
by something else. It's going down. It's going down.
Number 8.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Number 7.
FIFA 16!
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Something popped in my head when I did that.
Oh, you better be careful.
Oh no! His brain exploded.
Number 6.
Oh no.
Far Cry Primal.
Number 5.
Oh, it's a dirt rally.
Dirt rally?
Dirt rally looks brilliant.
Oh, we like a bit of dirt rally.
Number 4.
Quantum Break.
Don't know what that is.
Oh no.
That's a bit strange. Number 3. Oh, hang on. Go again.
What's going on?
Number 3.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
UFC 2.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
Breaking.
Smooth. Number 2.
Tom Clancy's Division. Wow, he's changed it. It's got even more camping.
And
Tom Clancy's.
Oh, the all important.
Number 1.
Dark Souls 3.
The apocalypse.
Don't!
What did you say?
It went,
the apocalypse.
It just sounds really airy.
The apocalypse.
From here, okay. Rich. From here.
The apocalypse.
What was that? What was
I know,
that?
I've heard that voice on Crime Watch. Have you been phoning people
Nick
late
Ross,
at night?
Isn't it?
Have you been phoning people late
no.
at night?
Hello.
Look, it wouldn't be right?
What?
Unless we had a bit of Mike Posner, would it?
Left.
Oh, Rich.
What?
It's all kicking off on the Juicy Gossip site.
Okay, you can't talk about that on air.
No, it's not the Juicy Gossip site. It's the school site.
You can't talk about that on air.
You can't talk about it.
Yes, you can.
That is James's opinion, not the opinion of Sane
FM. It's all kicking off.
Here's the next track. It's Mike Posner, and we're going to have movies up next.
I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to poop. I'm a real big baller cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage. Stuck up on that stage singing.
There you go, that was Mike Posner. And in Ibiza, right now it's time for movies.
Ooh. One community, one radio station.
Nope.
Saint FM.
Stuttered.
94.7.
That's your live jingle.
What are you saying?
Here we go. So, today, the latest or the first trailer for the new Jason Bourne titled Jason Bourne film.
Oh.
What's it called?
Jason Bourne.
What?
The new trailer for it landed today, and it's the official trailer. It is expected the 28th of July this year. Trailer for it, I watched it today. Awesome. It's a real callback to the original Bourne films. It's got all of the original characters that he hasn't already killed in it. You know, like the girl, the tech girl who was chased him the last time.
Yeah,
she's back in it, but she's illegal.
My opinion.
She's with him. She's on the run with him.
She's with him.
Yeah,
him.
She's with. Well, I don't know. They're on the run together. You see that? It's got Tommy Lee Jones in it as like the big bad CIA boss this time, and they have kind of a heart to heart. And he's like, "Look, you did a lot of good this time." Jason Bourne remembers everything now.
Yeah.
But she says to him, she says, "Just because you remember everything doesn't mean you know everything."
Oh.
So he remembers, he freely gave himself to the program to be brainwashed and turned into this killing machine.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows that now.
David Webb is his real name.
Yes. So he's got to live with the fact that he chose to become this machine.
He was average. I nearly said David Wicks, but that's a different program.
Absolute machine. The last Bourne film, didn't have him in it, did it? It had Jeremy Renner in it. It was just the Bourne. It was a Bourne-based film. He was supposed to be like another secret agent.
Nah.
He will not be in this new Bourne film, but he will have his sequel after this film is released.
Oh,
so they're continuing with a Jeremy Renner character.
But let's face it.
It wasn't as good.
Jeremy Renner, he's Hawkeye.
He is. Will always be Hawkeye.
He's always, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he going to get a Hawkeye film? Hawkeye?
I don't know. All I know is that from a skipping over to the Marvel Universe
now,
it has been confirmed that Scarlet Witch is going to be in the Infinity Fork.
She is,
Infinity
yes. She doesn't do that.
Oh, that's really weird.
Have you actually seen Avengers yet?
No. But, do you know, that ruins
Have you
it
seen
for
Jurassic
me.
Park yet? The first one?
He hasn't watched Jaws from 1979 yet.
Yeah.
No, I saw that as a kid. It scared life out of me.
Never went in the scene, never been in there since. So, Scarlet Witch has been confirmed to be in Infinity War.
She's
Do you know what
well.
That says to me? Obviously, she's not going to die in Civil War. Why would
oh,
they spoil
for goodness
it?
Sake.
Why would they spoil stuff like that?
I know.
I don't want to know that they're going to be in Infinity War. I want to know that people aren't safe in Civil War.
Yeah.
That'd be like them going, oh, by the way, War Machine's in Infinity War.
And they've also said that Iron Man's going to be in the next Spidey movie. So that means he's safe and all.
That would be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
Oh.
But what are you doing?
I do not like...
It's the Pips.
What are you doing? I do not like the new Spider-Man Homecoming graphic. Looks terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Spider-Man's hadn't been announced that he's having his own film, and it's being made in conjunction with the MCU and
Brilliant.
Fox.
It's going to be excellent.
Sorry, Sony. Sony owns him.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's pretty much
I finally
all
get
I've
that
got this
now
week.
About the ownership of characters.
You finally understand that now.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Problem was, back in the day before comic book films were big, they just bought the rights without even realising it.
Yeah.
Fox, you know, they wanted to make an X-Men film. They didn't make an X-Men film because comic book films were good. They just wanted to make a
money.
Big action film.
Give me some money.
That's what they did. So they bought the X-Men and that bought them the rights to certain characters without. I don't think they even realised who they owned.
No.
And it's not until the MCU decided to start making films that they were like, hang on a minute, we don't actually own the rights to these people.
How do you think they felt when they realised that?
I bet they were kicking themselves a little bit. Because that's Wolverine, all of the X-Men, Spider-Man, all of Spider-Man's enemies.
And his friends.
And his Spider-Man's amazing friends. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that
Iceman. Iceman.
Bling!
He's an X-Man,
isn't he?
He's obviously an X-Man, yeah. And what's the Fire Woman?
Don't know who that is.
What is she? Firestar.
Ah, oh, Firestar, yeah.
Prodigy.
No, that's Firestarter.
Oh.
Yes. Also, have you seen the most recent DC film, animated one, Justice League versus Teen Titans?
No.
It
I'm
was
an adult.
Awesome. No, it's a proper...
I'm joking.
It's a proper film.
Joking.
Pretty hardcore it was.
And what do you think about this news about Wonder Woman having a tiger sidekick? Do you think it's going to be a bit lame?
Don't really want an animal sidekick.
I don't get that.
No.
Especially
about,
with that particular
about animals,
one, she's hot too.
The Jungle Book looks awesome.
Oh,
in
yes,
cinemas
it does.
Now.
That does look good. That does look good,
but,
yeah.
You know, I was just going through Twitter, and you know King Louis, he's a big orangutan.
Yeah, he's a good singer as well.
He's voiced by Christopher Walken in the film. But his character isn't defined as an orangutan. It's defined as a prehistoric ape.
You what?
Yeah, it's a prehistoric ape, one of the giant apes. Because have you seen how big he is in the film?
He's lying.
His hand is as big as Mowgli. He can pick Mowgli up in one hand. That's really? How big Louis is in the film.
Like King Kong.
Yeah, he's massive.
It's all
he's
been
a
done
prehistoric
before,
ape. He's a prehistoric ape. And have you seen how big the snake is as well? Not his snake, the snake. Honestly, I'm sure they've oversized a lot of the characters, especially Louis. Because he's huge. He lives in this big temple. He can't get out of it. He like sticks his arm through the doorway. That's how big he
That's
is.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it looks good, though.
Yeah, and I didn't realise, do you guys realise, the whole film is animated apart from Mowgli.
What?
So it's still a cartoon, technically.
What?
You can't tell, though. The whole film is animated.
I thought it was a feature film, like, literally.
But Mowgli is real. That is it. Everything else is animated.
Very clever, then.
That is genius. You can't even tell anymore.
It's genius.
Yes, it is.
Genius.
Well, we've got an hour of the show left, and this person is still not here, so.
It's fine.
Going home in a minute, you might as well turn around.
God. That's terrible.
So rude. Oh. Right, so coming up on the show, we do have the one-star reviews. But first, we've got to start hour two. Are we ready to start hour two?
We're always ready for hour two. This is the time where I kind of just fade off into the distance.
Just disappears.
And
like,
you know what?
Open can number two, just to recharge. These are like batteries. I need to change my batteries.
Just go to sleep and that's how it recharges them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, I was going to play one track, but I've just changed it. Let's go into hour two. One star reviews.
Do it.
Weird and Strange. No, we're going to bring... No, we've still got work. Weird and Strange is coming up.
Do it now!
It's coming up in a bit. Break down the show, and then we're going to have the techno takeover to round off the show a little bit later on.
It didn't kill you because you wasn't armed.
End of movies.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that
racket
down!
Shut up! Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
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 There we go, hour two. The jingle didn't even work. I need to press the jingle, hold on. Hold on.
You gotta press the jingle, man.
I'm gonna do it manually. Ready?
The Here Technology go. Show on Saint FM 94.7.
It skipped that.
Yes.
Too hard.
It did. Right, so hour two is coming up. One star reviews after the bare necessities.
No!
Don't be silly.
No.
Please.
People will tune out. Shall I give you an update on the Twitter poll instead? Please turn it off.
I'll do it as a bed while you do the poll update. Hold on one sec. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so poll update. Where are we at, Mr. Hayden?
Mega Drive, 100%.
Woo!
All others, 100%.
0%. Wow, okay. So overall, we've got Mega Drive as a winner.
So
then,
far.
By the sound of it.
So far.
Well, not a winner, because the poll's still running.
All can change.
Purple rain.
Yes. Okay, so here's a bit of the bare necessities, then there's a track. Saint FM 94.7.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for
That was the bare necessities. Right now, we're going to have this. I can't feel my face on Saint FM 94.7.
Is that a statement or a song?
A bit like James earlier, couldn't feel his face after FIFA 16.
Me at least will both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. She told me don't worry about it.
There you go, that was The Weeknd. Can't feel my face. It's not I can't feel my face, it's just can't feel my face.
Yeah, because it comes a statement, doesn't
That'd be a problem.
If you say, I can't feel my face, yeah, you wouldn't be able to talk, would you? Because you couldn't feel your lips talking.
You'd be dribbling consistently.
You'd be like at the dentist when you get the numbness, you're like...
You'd look like that video of me last week.
What's that?
That slide video.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That I'm shocked that didn't go viral.
Of course it didn't go viral. My face isn't viral. You've pinned it as well.
It is that time.
It's a pinned tweet.
I know.
We'll just see
it until the podcast. If you wanted to download the podcast last week, unfortunately, the podcast wasn't available because of technical difficulties.
And it will appear the Twitter poll is broken this week as well.
Yeah. We've got multiple ways to do the podcast this week, so if all else fails, it will be fine.
We'll be here.
Love the multiple.
I've got a suggestion for one star.
Multiple is the way.
Vacuum cleaners.
No.
How's that tech?
How is lawnmowers and, you know, all other things that we do tech?
Can you not do cheap smartwatch? Because that's always entertaining.
Yeah, we did that.
We haven't done that for a while.
No, cheap smartwatch. I suppose so.
There's a £17 one at the moment that a customer came in giving it all the bigging about recently.
Oh, yeah.
And it really made me laugh.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd say do it. It did give us some
laughs. You just type in Android smartwatch, you'll get one that comes up for £17.
I'm putting smartwatch in.
Android.
Well, let's just have a look at the cheapest first.
£17.
£17, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like a circular display of icons.
Okay.
You're literally listing it out.
Because I looked at it today just to show the person because they were getting on my nerves so much.
Oh.
They were moaning that the SIM card that they used in their phone wasn't working in it. That's the fella.
Gotcha.
That's the one. And he was so impressed. He's like, is this outdated tech? And I was like, yes, it is, unfortunately.
Haha. That's always great when you do that and you get that reaction.
It's only got 9 1 star
reviews. Right, £17, did you say?
Yeah.
Or is it...
circular display. Square face with circular icons.
Oh, even give you the product here, Rich. There you go.
La, 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 la.
There you go. That's the one you're looking for.
Excuse me.
Purple Ray. You're not on the top.
Oh, sorry. That's...
Oh, my God. God. What was that?
That's disgusting. There you go.
Okay, it looks a bit like an Apple Watch.
It does, doesn't
it? A mixture of all different things.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
You know what you're searching for.
Yeah, I do know what I'm searching.
That could have been a bit of yesterday's Taco Bell mixed with a bit of today's dinner.
Oh, don't. That goes right in my face.
That's what she said.
Oh, dear.
You two don't get the grasp of all his burps. He just blows it my way.
He used to blow it my way, but it doesn't anymore.
They get the delayed ripple.
I breathe in and he dies.
You taste it. You get to taste my stomach juices.
This
isn't even it. That wasn't even it, Adam. That wasn't even it.
What's the name of it?
Yes, see, James just confirmed it.
Yeah, he's the one.
James,
let me see again. You didn't hold it up properly.
No!
VR12-0.
Don't read it out on air.
Why would you read it out?
Yeah, trying to get us in trouble. Do you just want the laptop?
It didn't come up on the search.
Do you literally just want my laptop?
No.
So you can just read off the reviews?
No.
Did you search Android smartwatch, Adam?
Was it the first
thing that popped up?
Second thing. That
okay, right. I found it. It's fine.
Good.
I found it.
Good.
Panic over.
Good.
I found it.
That's what she said.
Good.
Right, okay. There's not many one-star reviews, but it looks
like... eight.
Is there?
Rubbish.
There's a few.
Is that?
Ooh, was that someone's stomach?
Oh, phone.
I think that was my headphones.
No, that wasn't phone.
It's rubber.
What was that?
It's rubber.
Purple.
Okay, fair enough.
That's not going to ring.
Yes.
It will, just as we're leaving the studio.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's look at the one-star reviews. Here we go. First headline is disappointed. Disappointed is the first one here. Wouldn't connect to my Android phone. Instructions were in Asian, so contacting manufacturer.
Is that me or is that? Who is that? Oh, we've got a tweet by Aston.
I've just read it. He's N64 is still in
N64, yeah. Thanks for putting this manually because the poll is broken.
Tweet.
Oh, it's not
working. It's bad.
Yes, so I'm sorry. I was just a bit distracted there by my phone. Wouldn't connect to my phone. Instructions were in Asian, so contacted the manufacturer. And they said they'd send a replacement, but nothing came.
Of course not.
Of course they didn't.
Second one, not good by Sammy. Says, watch is very slow and you need a SIM card to send and receive text messages. Not a good buy at all. Wouldn't waste your money on this product.
Definitely not.
Sadly, I did. Next one is only buy this if you want it to work for dot, dot, dot. Only buy this if you want it to work for a day. Had this for a day and it stopped working and didn't turn on. And last one from this one by Matthew is don't waste your money. Shocking. Rubbish cheap product that doesn't even work.
Rubbish.
So right. While we're talking about Androidy watches, what is a reasonable one?
I like the Moto 360.
No, that's well out of date now. The Huawei one is the one you want.
Wee woo!
The Huawei. The Huawei smartwatch, seriously.
What? Huawei.
It looks like a classic sort of 1940s like wristwatch.
That is Simon's opinion, not the opinion.
Well, that's his opinion. No, I mean, Simon.
Obviously, yes. No.
I said wee woo.
Yeah, I said that's your opinion.
Wee-woo.
And obviously, it's
that Simon. Is the one. Can we want one? Go Huawei.
Go. Wait.
It actually Huawei. Looks really nice. Wee-woo. Is this the one?
Yeah.
Oh, look
Huawei.
At this.
Yeah.
Look at
it
that.
Looks like a classic
Huawei.
Go
Huawei.
Back in the room.
That's
nice.
It's the Moto 360.
Has a metal case. No, it has a metal case.
Oh.
Leather strap.
Back in the room,
I said back in the room.
To you?
Yeah.
Get out of the room.
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it, Adam?
Oh, no.
Isn't it nice?
I actually want one.
I've seen one in the flesh. We have the Huawei rep come around my shop.
The what?
The Huawei rep.
The Huawei?
Hello, I'm Huawei. Huawei. Huawei.
Yeah.
I see.
Toilet's that way,
mate. Click on some other pictures of it. It's
that way. It's a that way watch.
You can get a phone for that.
No, you mean who are we?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Huawei.
Who are we?
Who are we?
Don't Hawaii. Correct me
Hawaii.
On how it's pronounced.
Who are we?
It's
who are we?
Huawei.
It's not.
The H is silent.
Why are you going
it's
out?
It's a Chinese
way?
Brand.
Huawei.
They're called Huawei.
Who are we?
No.
People say who are we?
Who are we?
Who are we?
People
who
say
are we?
It doesn't make it right.
that's why they're called that.
It looks really nice. It even comes in like a really nice box.
Smooth. Wagamama.
How wagga wagga wagga.
There are other noodle restaurants available.
Even a video, look. Commercial video.
Okay, so we're moving on to item number two. We're going to do vacuum cleaners.
I thought we can either go for autonomous ones that move themselves and clean.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or we can go for the manual ones where people actually have to push them around. What do you think will cause the most ones?
Are we actually going there? Vacuum cleaners and manual ones.
A manual vacuum cleaner.
Manual ones if you can't move them around.
Like a floor sweeper. Without a bag.
I actually have to move the actual pipe to clean it.
Right, here we go then. Let's have a little look at vacuum cleaners. And see what cheap ones.
Rich.
Yeah?
What do you prefer, your Apple Watch or your old Android Watch?
In all honesty.
He prefers the Apple Watch, doesn't he?
I prefer the Apple Watch.
In your opinion.
But you hate using your Apple phone, so I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just like it as a watch.
Seriously, you don't use it for anything?
It's a work tool. I like the Apple Watch for a work tool.
You don't return any of my drawing pictures. I send you drawings all the time. He doesn't play watches with me.
Which has never gone so high pitch in his entire life.
He doesn't play watches.
I think I have. Just not there.
He doesn't play watches with me. I play watches with all my friends.
I do. I draw back to you.
No, you don't. I do.
Rich is not always send it back.
I always draw back.
I drew to my other friend a beautiful beach scene the other day.
Yeah.
Which he was very impressed with.
You must have been very busy.
Huawei. Do you know you can screenshot on it as well, Rich, on your watch?
Whoops.
I didn't know. Right, here we go. Self cleaning. Self clean. Let's stay on track here.
It is pointless.
It is pointless.
Do you know what happens? When I'm crawling around on the floor playing with the kids, it screenshots because my fat wrist presses the buttons together.
Right, here we go. Now, this is an automatic vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Just to stay on track here. How to ruin a product by not spending 1p more than necessary.
Oh.
By Mr. Bennett.
Go on.
This is a great concept, but is deeply flawed. As you can tell, I'm holding back my anger here and staying very calm.
That's what he's like all the time.
I'm not talking about the electric trickery, which is impressive.
Trickery?
Well, no. I want to talk about a great idea ruined by corner cutting in the engineering department.
I hate that.
Stay with me a few minutes.
Did you click on read more to see how long this is?
No. I'm not reading all of it. The electric motor has a small drive shaft, or shaft drive as they put, which is completely the wrong way around.
Drive shaft.
We're missing out on the beacon being lit on the seafront. They're lighting the beacon up.
I love that. There's more important things in this show than the beacon. I've seen it. I saw it on the Olympics when I went to in Malden Promenade Park.
There's loads of people down there.
Exactly.
We could have done an outside broadcast. We could have done an OB.
Okay.
Tech-based.
Maybe next time, give me a little bit more advance warning than minus 20 minutes.
If it's not working in here, I ain't going to work down there, really.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Right, so here we go. Right.
Okay.
The electric motor has a small drive shaft. Attached to the end of the shaft is a plastic worm drive. This connects
worm drive?
The two plastic gear drives. Ultimately, the final drive shaft that runs through the centre of this device and drives the wheel that propel this vacuum cleaner around the floor. The worm drive is made of a plastic which has a consistency of chewing gum. The drive gears are made from much harder plastic. In practice, this means that after bumping into obstacles, the chewing gum worm drive wears very quickly. Give it 2 months.
Adam writes this watch.
At that point... it does no more than make a noise like a stationary frightened cat. Now,
stationary.
I don't know what to do because this brand saved 1p by doing this. Everything else about this product is fine, but either they should fix the problem by re-engineering the drive system or you should look elsewhere.
Thanks.
That was his opinion. Next one by Adrian. Says, I knew does not clean wet surfaces or very dirty surfaces before using. I was always using my ... Okay, says Adrian. I knew does not clean wet surfaces or very dirty surfaces before using. I was always using my vacuum cleaner. Any long hair found in its way was wrapped over its gears, blocking movement. I was I was disassembling the device after each round. There were only 3 pads, but unfortunately, I didn't buy more of them. After I used a third, I cleaned its gears, and this time it didn't help. Now, it can only spin around on its axis and doesn't move from its place. I didn't expect a miracle cleaner, but this is a useless toy. So, yeah, there you go. Should we have one more from this?
Yeah, do you know one?
1 star is the headline of this one, and it's got 1 star.
I need to write that.
Very poor product that frequently gets stuck on door, saddles, and in corners.
Saddles?
Stuck in corners.
Stuck on saddles.
Door saddles. Door saddles. Don't know what a door saddle is.
No idea what that is.
Not sure.
Right, I'm looking it up.
You ride a door.
As you do.
Possibly. Right, that was 1 star reviews. We've got Weird and Strange coming up next after a bit of Coldplay, An Adventure of a Lifetime.
Yes.
This is Saint FM, and this is The Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
Me, Adam.
And me, Simon.
And this is Coldplay. There you go, that was Coldplay and Adventure of a Lifetime.
That's what someone's on tonight.
On Saint FM 94.7.
We're an Adventure of a Lifetime.
Right, we can have a bit of Weird and Strange tech right now.
Are we?
Are we ready?
No.
I never prepare for Weird and Strange.
Why not?
What's
wrong with that?
Because I just got to flick through.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
It's like Chris Martin is in the studio.
That actually hurt my ear a little bit.
It did.
Woohoo!
No,
woo-hoo,
don't do it again.
Woohoo!
Not joining
in.
Woohoo!
No.
Woohoo!
No. We should have done it on the outro to the song, really.
Oh, Matt, we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird and Strange Tech. Yeah, what was that, Si? I just missed that because you were the jingle was playing.
I said we'll do it next week. The woohoo bit.
Yeah. I think we should do it as an outro to the song, though. Okay.
It's great. I've got one for a change.
Weird and strange. Yeah. Tech. Yeah.
This is the magnet. What, Siri? Why are you getting involved?
See what I mean? It's happened to me.
It's happening, Siri. This is the magnetic four-way locking cat flap.
Locking.
It's an electronic cat flap.
Oh, electronic cat flap. Okay. Yeah. Four-way?
Yeah, four-way.
It's only got two ways, though, sure.
I don't understand why it needs four ways.
How many cats has this person got?
Does it get sort of stuck in the middle?
Oh, this one is even better. This is the Catmate microchip cat flap. And that one only opens for cats with the right microchip implanted in them.
Mm. If we didn't say it earlier, Aston's N64 is still working. Did we say mine?
I think we did, didn't we?
You know when you helped me move and I was getting all my boxes out the loft? You saw all my old games consoles.
We didn't we?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. This Catmate microchip cat flap offers an easy solution for selective entry control, operated by your cat's unique implanted identification chip. So you basically have to turn your cat into a cyborg to let it use the cat flap.
Like, just a question for you, James.
You chip your cat anyway.
Yeah, James, just a question. Would that work with it? I'm just thinking about this. Cats only know to go in their own houses, so, you know.
No, they don't. They go in different people's houses.
My cat, when they go everywhere. Next to bed.
They go everywhere. If there's food in the house, they often go in there. The smart cats go around anyone's house and eat the other cat's food.
I suppose so. They go
what
in.
They do.
They?
Yeah.
So it controls that, doesn't it? I've got one.
Yeah.
The stretchy stick-on turns your skin into an OLED. Turns your skin into an OLED display.
Yeah, I've seen this.
So flexible material comes embedded with OLED technology for wearable displays that stick right on your skin like a temporary tattoo. Mm-hmm. We're not quite at the level watching entire TV shows in the palms of our hands, but with blinky temporary tattoos might be a little closer. And not for the sake of having a blinky, doesn't it? A team of researchers believes flexible OLED displays on the skin are potential applications for health monitoring and communications, apparently.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay, so what else have we got on the weird and strange?
Let's have a quick look. Have you got anything?
No.
I'll have a look and see what's going on for me. China plans to reach Mars by 2020 and eventually build a moon base.
You need to put an exclamation
mark on it. China. 2020. Did you just say. You're critiquing my
text messaging.
Yeah. Okay. Can I have it back, please, before you do? No! Give it back!
He got really scared there, didn't he? Oh, he got really scared. I just saw the
Do you know what?
That was a bad move, Rich.
You know what we were saying about trust last week with Adam and his MacBook? Gained your trust.
Other laptops are available, Rich.
Your laptop, yeah.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be here.
Right. Gained trust last week. And then when he gains your trust, he strikes.
He does, doesn't he?
He strikes.
He does it in such a way that you like, let me just
I'm
have
such
a look
likeable person.
I know. You just do it and then you just think.
And you have actually
so lovely.
I think you've done something. I think this was cover.
Yes.
I think you have actually
that
done
was the
something.
Diversion.
He's done it.
I opened up Facebook to make you think that I hadn't actually changed your predictive text.
What?
So when you write a certain word, it comes out as something else.
He'll never know until he does it now.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So just think about a word that you use all the time with your customers and clients that's now going to automatically get changed.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, fair enough. Well, you would know your stuff, obviously, because you're in the industry. Oh dear. I don't know why I fell for that. Right, okay, so weird and strange tech. I was in the middle of telling a story, wasn't I? China has plans to orbit the moon, land people on it, and eventually settle a moon colony. But that's just part of the nation's vision for space exploration. China intends to get a spacecraft to Mars by 2020. Our long-term goal is to explore, land, and settle on the moon. Wu Weirin, chief designer of China's moon and Mars missions, told the BBC, "We want a manned lunar landing to stay for longer periods and establish a research base." Weirin didn't specify when the country plans to accomplish these goals, but he did say that they will check out the far side of the moon before attempting to land astronauts there.
I know, it's interesting.
This mission already has concrete plans. He also said China wants to reach Mars by 2020 and implied that the country has finally settled on a mission to send a rover to the red planet. We will orbit Mars, land, and deploy a rover all in one mission.
Show him what I've done.
Interesting. Right, okay, so any more weird and strange stories? Over there.
No.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, we're okay. All done.
I've read something, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how true it is, but apparently, you know, in Star Wars, you get all the lightsabers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, back in 2013, researchers at the Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology managed to get photons to bond together like molecules, creating a state of matter that had previously been purely hypothetical.
Oh, yeah.
So what they're saying is that lightsabers aren't necessarily that far away.
They need really? A special what, crystal, real? Don't they?
Can they just use mist?
Mist?
Yeah. You know, as in just mist.
I'm just reading it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, so I mean, that would be quite good. I'd have one.
Hmm? You don't
yeah,
know.
No, I'd give it a go. Sorry. Okay. Will they be reasonably priced, though?
I think they'd be quite pricey.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Right, okay.
Take a minute.
In honour of, obviously, the massive loss to the world today, Prince early passed, oh, Burley passed away. That's what I was going to see if you approved this track. No,
no, you want a beefier. You want...
A lot of these have been played earlier on Saint as well by Sarah Bannum. Oh, I think that might have just given it away.
A proper
yeah. Remix or original? Remix or original?
Original.
Original. Okay. I don't think I've heard anyone playing it because I did hear, obviously, it was literally just before we did the show, it was announced that unfortunately and sadly, we have lost Prince.
Don't say
today.
Lost because it just makes me say, where is he?
What?
I know. Just say he's died. As you say, we've lost Prince. He's like, well, is he down the sofa?
And
where did you last see him?
This is one of the best tracks.
Which one is it?
No, you just have to hear it.
Like
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just have to hear it.
Like a normo.
It's epic.
I've got to kill the bed for this. Here we go. So here is Prince, who sadly passed away earlier today, with 1999.
They say 2000.
There you go, that was Prince and 1999.
Paul Daniels didn't get the reaction I was expecting him to get.
And we didn't play any of his music.
No.
He wouldn't have wanted a lot, though.
Just
not a lot.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Evil boy.
Wow.
It's magic.
He was working right up until the end, he was.
Was he? No, I thought he just sort of went away for a private.
Oh, good one.
He wasn't doing magic tricks on his deathbed. I didn't mean that.
Dearly beloved, what about Let's Go Crazy? Let's put that on.
He wasn't.
We
like,
can't. We've got to restrict. It's only two
box.
Per hour. We can play. So there will be one more.
We only did one in the first hour.
Yeah. So we didn't take advantage of it. No, you can't. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
You can't. We accrue it. Oh, sorry.
I think it's like two from one album and so many per.
Oh,
what are the rules? We need to look up the rules.
Let's ditch the rules.
I think in situations like this, rules do go out the window. If I
was listening
to
another radio station on the way here and they played two songs back to back.
Licensing. That's all I'm going to say, licensing. Right, so we're going to do. Oh, it's Techno Takeover time.
Beloved.
Techno Takeover. That didn't really work, did it?
Techno.
Get it lined up.
Okie dokie. Mr. Boss Wormsley.
Right now.
But I'm here to tell
you. This will be interesting, though, because Techno Takeover has to be really slick and just sort of
but the
play
isn't,
really slickly.
But the system
so,
isn't doing that.
This is Saint FM 94.7. We're going to start off the Techno Takeover with a bit of...
to the roof, everybody
Everybody with me got their own parachute. You ain't scared of heights when you're sipping on goose. Party all night like I'm flying jet blue. You ain't never seen nobody get this loose.
You're in the middle of the techno takeover on the Tech Show on Saint FM 94.7. That was Flo Rida featuring Nelly Furtado and Jump. Now, up next is this. Oh my God, it's just not doing what it should do. It's M&S present the Girl Next Door Salso Nugget if you wanna. There you go, that was M&S present The Girl Next Door and Salsa Nugget. Again, it's not your radio playing up, it is us here in the studio. There are some technical difficulties, we are getting on with the show. Hopefully it's sounding as good as normal, we apologise if it isn't. But we are going to continue the techno takeover right now here on The Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
Me, Adam.
And me, Simon.
With Wonder Man by Tiny Temper featuring Ellie Goulding on Soul FM 94.7. What a tune. These haters couldn't get to where I am with a full tank of petrol. My uncle used to drink a can of Kestrel. My life got stressful. What kind of person should you be when you wanna make people accept you? What does it really mean when you dream of being famous and successful? When you were born to be special? Right, we've got to cut a bit short because we are running out of time and we do want to play the last track. So we're going to have a bit of this now. Oh, that played like normal. That's weird. This is the Techno Takeover on Saint FM 94.7. We're playing out with some bangers. We're going to play an 8-minute track to play out the show. And it is a good one. In honour of the one and only Prince, that will be playing out the show. We do still have Chemical Brothers to come, but first, this is Express 2 featuring David Byrne and Lazy on the Techno Takeover on the Tech Show on Saint FM 94.7. I'm lazy when I'm loving, I'm lazy when I play. I'm lazy with my girlfriend 1,000 times a day. I'm lazy when I'm speaking, I'm lazy when I walk. I'm lazy when I'm dancing and I'm lazy when I talk. I open up my mouth, air comes rushing out. Nothing doing, not a never, how you like me now. Wouldn't it be mad, wouldn't it be fine. Express 2 featuring David Byrne. We're going to have a little slice of this now. I can't believe I'm just playing the intro to it. It's not the actual song.
It's not the actual track, is it?
That's fine, because we haven't got a lot of time anyway.
No, so we'll just have a bit of this. I don't even have to say what it is, because it's like just an intro loop. So I can use this to get to the right time to play out with the actual track. Now we've got to work this out. 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes. So I guess we've just got to press it now, really. So this has been the Technology Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
Me, Simon.
Oh, wow.
Adam. Wow. And me. And we're going to play out with the full version of Purple Rain by Prince. The full 8 minutes 33 goes now. We'll see you next week live Thursday, 8 p.m. And then the podcast will be on Sunday.
Oh God,
and here's Prince on Saint FM 94.7, who sadly passed away earlier today.